Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, sorry about that mix-up. Crazy. But anyway, we're here. Inner Sight. And I think the most interesting thing of the day, or one of the most interesting things, there's probably a few of them, you know, is the fact that the President of the United States lost in the Supreme Court in trying to mandate the vaccinations. And I think I said this before on a separate program, that he would have done better if he would have given people the freedom to decide if they want to take a vaccination or not. See, people seem to be more relaxed and more inclined to go along with someone or something when you don't try to bully them or boss them around. And I think that was a big mistake by the president to, try to exercise his power, whatever power he thought he had, and just didn't see it that way. So, brings us to tonight's subject. And don't get the wrong idea. We don't mean that every doctor, every person associated with the medical profession is a bad, evil person. No. We're talking about the system as a whole that needs to be renovated and changed in so many ways. So, the medical profession, now, you have all these big institutions, you know, the Walter Reed, the John Hopkins, to mention a few, Cornell and all the big Harvard Medical School, that are very, very prominent, popular places in many ways. And with all those institutions and money and wealth, why is it that people are getting ill? You know, the medical profession could not prevent this virus from spreading like this and therefore keeping people well. You know, not saying that it would be perfect, but it could be a lot better, and it should be a lot better. With all this money and all this wealth and all this prestige that comes and goes along with these institutions, and you know, you hear them on the news every day, and mostly all they do is give you numbers and, you know, tell you how many people are ill, how many people. The comment the other day about in the news about most people, they said most people are going to get this virus. Now, that doesn't say much for these learned, prominent doctors and you know, professionals. You know, what about the World Health Organization? I mean, is that what their role is? To just get up there and say most people are going to get this virus? Doesn't that mean that they have failed miserably? You see, a smart person, in my mind, and I think in the mind of many, many millions of people, a smart person is flexible. You know, it's like training a dog. Say you're trying to train a guide dog, right? And the dog just doesn't get it, right? You don't keep on using the same method. It tells you you've got to change the method, the way that you're doing that you're approaching this whole thing, because it's not working. And you got to be flexible. It's the same thing with helping people. So, one of the biggest reasons why we're in this mess, to say that any profession is perfect, because nobody is, but it could be a lot better. Keep that in mind. But one of the biggest reasons we're in this mess is because people in the medical profession think that they know it all. And they're far from it. And a lot of them are afraid, to try anything different, because you have these watchdog people, whatever you want to call them, looking to turn people in and say, hey, so-and-so told so-and-so to take dandelion, you know, instead of giving so-and-so the latest FDA antibiotic, you know. And the whole thing is so ridiculous and stupid. When we come back, we'll talk about that some more, and how being flexible is so much better. I think President Biden would be a lot more popular now if he didn't try to jam this whole thing down the throats of the American people. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Hey, you want to know anything? Ask an Akita. They know a lot. They're smart. Big East, Tom Driven, New Jersey. 609-388-7004 on the Big East Akita Rescue. So adopt an Akita. And we thank you for that, and we thank Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down there in South Jersey. All right, let's see who we got here in local Islip, New York. Kennedy Realty, one of our helpers, Mr. Anthony Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. You dial them up, 631-888. 1186 Kennedy Realty. And thank you, Mr. Kennedy, for all your help. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. The office number 631-224-3090. And I like to remind people that to extend our invitation once again, if you're in a nursing home and you need an advocate that won't abandon you, you know, call Inner Sight. Call us on the air or call us in the office. Been shown, I'm not going to say that it works every time, but it's been shown that people who come on our program and talk about what's going on in a nursing home have been released for some mysterious reason. And I'm not going to question it or analyze it, but it's happened. So there's another way to protect people. So let us know if you're in a nursing home or you have a loved one in there or any related situation. All right. The on-air number here is 213-816-1650. That's the on-air every night from 8 to 9. And it doesn't matter what the show is about. If you're in a nursing home and you call us, we will take your call and try to help you as much as we can. All right, Inner Sight. And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, a little Tommy, to mention a few of them who have passed away. We honor the beautiful children, and we urge people to do so. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Yeah, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. And by the way, if you need any information on the disabled, give Silo a call, 631-880-7929. All right. I don't know if we're gonna be able to take any calls tonight. I don't hear my engineer. I don't know what's going on with that. So we do the best we can, world. All right. Inner Sight, and talking tonight about how the medical profession is so wonderful and brilliant. You know, why are all these people ill? I mean, they said that the hospitals are filling up. In fact, Joe sent medical personnel from the Army, from the military, to six states. There's an announcement on the New York Transit that experiencing a slowdown because of the, people calling in and all that who are not feeling well. You know, a lot of people are probably calling in because they want to stay home and kind of wait for this thing to blow over, dissipate. So it doesn't mean that all those people are feeling ill or are ill. All right, Inner Sight. And around the world. Let me just go down the line here with, this is Thursday night. Thursday night is usually we pick a subject to talk about. Friday night, tomorrow night's the funnies. That's every week on Inner Sight. We get together and we goof off with some of the old comedies and just sort of bring them back into the modern day, sort of. So that's tomorrow night. All right, Monday the show is called Mad or Glad. Anything that you're mad about or glad about, you can call in. and talk about it on Monday night. Tuesday, caller can pick their own subject. It's open mic here on Inner Sight Tuesday night. All right? A lot of people like that show because they can talk about whatever they want. And by the way, if you call in, you got to keep it clean understand that we can't let you talk throughout the whole show. We have to try to acknowledge other callers. Wednesday is our nursing home program. And the theme of that is that nursing homes kill people. And the idea we came up with to turn all nursing homes into accessible housing. Now that helps everybody. So we build the show around that, and we talk about all different kinds of experiences and what people go through. The host on the show, Suzanne, is a victim of being in a nursing home. She lost her mom, her dad, and her grandma to the system of nursing homes. So that's the show on Wednesday. And by the way, if you want to help make that a reality, to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, if you go on Amazon and look up Tracy Garner, who is a disabled author, she's helping us to establish a fund with her new book. And just put in Tracy's name. I have to get the exact title of the book. We apologize for not having that info. But if you put in Tracy's name, Tracy Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R, I believe it is. Tracy Garner. And, buy a copy of the book. A portion of that goes to Inner Sight. All right. Talking tonight about the medical profession and there are millions of people in this country who don't believe in the medical profession. Now, I happen to be one of them because, and I'll tell you why, because when I was a kid, just born, premature, the doctors neglected me. Now, I have a twin brother. He was he weighed more than me, so he didn't go through the incubator. But they left me.
Well.
They left me in the incubator, and it destroyed the lens in my eyes. And growing up, I didn't realize how much I didn't like doctors or I didn't trust them until I got older, and then discovered other types of healing and all that. And now I've really become very, very suspicious of doctors and the FDA, especially now with all this stuff going on. And I know a lot of people have changed their view, including many doctors,
yeah,
on the FDA stuff, and we heard stories not too long ago about how some of the people on the FDA panel walked out and quit.
Yeah, they have.
Because they didn't approve of some of these medicines being voted on that the FDA was sanctioning for use. So my background personally goes all the way back to when I was a child, and how these doctors neglected me, and to come to find out that they did it to millions of other children.
Really?
So you know, you realize there are other ways of caring for people that are not being looked upon or considered.
Right.
Because you're locked into this whole system.
Yep.
And I mean, look at the evidence.
Right.
Why are the hospitals overflowing? Why are so many people ill? You know, how many people were ill before, and now comes along a virus and complicates things? See?
Yeah.
All these people have followed the medical profession and taken all these drugs for many, many, many years, and it really hasn't done much to help people. So that's what we object to. All right, so, engineer, Suzanne, you're here.
Yeah, I had a little bit stomach. I don't know. I ate something from a restaurant, and my stomach just didn't like it. Sorry.
Well, that's common.
Yeah.
Anyway, 213-816-1650, and we'd like to know how people feel about the fact that the Supreme Court has dealt, in my mind anyway, has dealt a blow to the medical profession in letting them know that you cannot force this vaccination on people.
That's the truth.
I agree with the court.
I agree with them too. Because what they're trying to do, you know, is change people's minds. And that's not, you know, that's not good. I mean, I just keep saying, why are they trying to do this? This actually blows my mind why they try to do that, you know?
Well, isn't it ironic that a president of the United States would go to the highest court in the land to ask for enforcement for millions of people to try to get them to take something that nobody knows anything or very little about, that obviously has caused death and problems in people, you know, and get enforcement on that. But he won't go to the highest court in the land to help people who are disabled.
No.
With enforcement. See? That's the thing that bothers me.
I agree.
You know, he'll try to, and what we're asking does not involve getting people to risk taking a substance that they don't know anything about or that they may be allergic to, and et cetera.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, we're going the other way around. We're trying to get things changed to help everybody, where the government wouldn't have to spend more money, but would save money. Well, that's really, to me, horrendous that a president would go and try to force people to take this stuff.
Yeah.
And how many people took it already, and why are the hospitals overflowing with illness?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. If this stuff is so good, then why doesn't it empty out the hospitals and keep people at home?
Yeah. Somebody
something
said something weird to me.
Definitely
this
wrong.
Evening when
what?
You're done. I said, when you're done, somebody said something weird to me this evening. He said to me, oh, I hope you and yours, meaning myself and Chris, don't get the virus. We've been almost wiped out in our family with everybody getting the virus.
Nice.
You know, I've been, inoculated, supposed to be, quote, I'm going to put in quotations, you know,
what?
That I'm supposed to be totally protected against the virus. I doubt that.
I'm sorry.
I doubt that, totally protected from the virus. I don't see where I am totally.
Nobody is totally protected against the virus.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody, they should be, doing things where, you can be protected from the virus. They don't do that.
Well, there are many people who believe certain steps would do that. But the medical profession doesn't share those beliefs.
No. Some do.
They have their own
Some
way.
Actually do, but it's like
yeah.
far
it's far
and
few between. Far and few,
yeah. Yeah, I know.
But,
because they're afraid they'll lose their medical license. That's mostly what it's all about. It's the money. What they're afraid of is losing their livelihood. And that really is sad. They have to be afraid of losing their livelihood in lieu of what people, are saying and stuff like that. Shouldn't have to be afraid of losing your livelihood at all. You should be able to speak your mind peacefully, not
well. That's why, yeah.
Something.
But that's why if they changed the system, the way this system works, they wouldn't have to be afraid of that.
That's right.
They would say to the person, "Look, you have a choice. I'm your doctor. I'm here to help you. Let's look at the facts together. Let's find out what other people have done or what other people can do. That's how it should be. And then the doctor would be protected.
Yeah. You know what? The doctor should also
common sense.
Challenge. What is being said. There's one doctor that I never forget what she said in her book, and I really thought it to be really very bold of her. She was on a reclining back wheelchair with MS and degenerating. And you know what she did? She used her MS as a gauge to introduce her diet. She stuck her diet that she felt that was better than the MS medication. So what she did is she tested it on herself first, and she read every single book that had diet as a remedy for all different types of nerve-related illnesses. She also says the same diet that she's using on MS helps Alzheimer's, helps all different Parkinson's and a couple of different, even ALS. It helps people maintain and get into a remission of the disease that they have. She was on a reclining back wheelchair to riding a bike in a mountain. That's a big difference. Big difference.
So she did it. She did it through diet, right?
Yeah. She's avoiding, sugars. She's going on a non-inflammatory diet. So everything that inflames your body, and, she's actually taking it out. meaning if you have gluten sensitivity, even if you don't have gluten sensitivity, she's taking that out. She's making it a low glycemic diet. It's vegan. It's everything you could think of that she's doing. And she said, I tested it even. What I did is I went back on my old diet for a couple of days and felt lousy. I felt like I wasn't.
So she's not using a drug?
That's right. She tested it even against the drugs that were there. How do you like them apples?
All right.
She was
so
at John Hopkins.
So now let me ask you something. Where did this get her?
It got her a lot of people following her. A lot. Because
yeah, but did it change the way things are done?
Yes, it did, because they're using her protocol as opposed to the medicine, which I like. I like that idea. So, I mean, I don't mind even getting her to, you know, interview here. That would be awesome. Cause she
so what
really
does that mean? Does that mean that you can now go to a doctor, if you have MS or whatever related, and tell them, look, I want this treatment that this doctor has discovered.
Initially, she couldn't do that because everybody was really against her. So she really had to prove, and still is proving, trying to prove, that they're still coming after her left and right, but she's proved it. She actually took medicine on her own body. She said, you know what? I'm going to do the medicine thing, and I'm going to also do the diet thing, and I'm going to do them in two separate. And then she got people who want to participate also, of course, not only her. Initially, she did it to herself, of course, to make sure everything was okay. What she did is go through old, old, old textbooks and new textbooks about a mitochondrial diet, which means you know what the mitochondria is within a cell. It just breeds freshness into the body. I'm making it
yeah,
sound
but what
very...
Yeah, what I'm trying to get at, where do people go if they
to get
want
her diet?
This treatment?
You could go and just get it straight from her book. She has a book. You could get it.
Yeah, but a lot of
Amazon
people can't do that.
Right,
they're disabled.
Hear me
they
out.
Need supervision.
That's right. So
all right.
What she has is a group on Facebook, which I'm part of. And then she cooks things and does things and talks about it. And
No, I understand that.
Me.
But I'm talking
yeah.
about a systematic change. If this thing works so good,
why don't they use it?
Why isn't the government and the FDA saying, hey, now every doctor
can
use
it.
This?
Because she's still in the middle of trials trying to get it compared to the all the medicine that they have for multiple sclerosis and making sure that, and even other diets.
In other words, they're still trying to prove her wrong.
Basically, yes.
That's what's going on here.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, which is exactly the point of this show. They don't
That's
recognize
right.
anything else.
That's right. But
and they're
you know what?
Threatened by
because
it.
They're
because threatened by it.
She's
because
a doctor.
Well, let me finish my point. Because if people
okay.
could go to a doctor and get the help
right.
without the drugs,
right.
there goes their money.
But she's found a way to keep it going with the nutrition. She's very, very clever, this woman. But people who write to her, like myself, I did write to her.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But
I told her, listen, I don't have money.
It's not taken as a universal idea to say, hey, we found, this doctor found something that works without taking drugs.
Do you know what they did to her? Even worse, I was reading some of, she was talking about some of what she wrote. She was, they wanted to get her out of her profession at one point. And what they ended up doing is putting her in the clinic to see people, and they knew that she wouldn't, you know, when she was hot, and all the multiple sclerosis and all the very bad things that were happening to her before she started this, what do you call, venture, that she wasn't able to do it. But she proved them wrong. She said, I'm going to go on leave, and I'm going to prove you guys wrong, and she did. She pushed it that way, and now she's doing her own thing. She has her own, I think, business and her own thing. She went off onto the side, but they still are trying to prove her
wrong.
Yeah,
the same old thing. You want help, you got to go to her, and probably, no. And what about the Medicaid, Medicare? Do they pay for this?
I don't think so. Not yet. But it's cost-effective enough that it's reasonable. Yeah, don't pay for it, but it's reasonable enough now that all you got to do is buy her book, and her book is not expensive, you know.
But a lot of people can't do that. They can't just buy a book. These people need supervision help.
Yes, they do. If you go to her state.
To make this happen.
I don't remember. I think she's in California. I'm not sure, but it's on the West Coast.
Where you can just buy a book and look in the book and make it happen.
Well,
can't do that.
Classes. She has classes, but they're more money. They're a lot more money. That's why I said when you have the book, you also have. She gave me access to her Facebook page. That was, oh my God, that was like having access to her. Because every time I write, she answers me back and answers all the other people back. So I liked that. I liked that communication with me, but I don't know how long that's going
to
last.
It goes back to the same old thing. Now, you take a guy like Gary Noel.
Okay.
If you follow what he says,
mm-hmm.
all right, and you're going to be a lot safer and healthier than the average person, you know, most of the time.
But it's expensive.
No system is perfect, you know.
Right.
Now, if that's so, if that's true, and everything that he says and his health is so, you know, wonderful and all that. And I remember when he got on the public television station, and they had him on there, and he was showing off his healthy body.
Oh, he's in his 90s. I can't believe that. I think he looks like he's, I mean, as much as I could see, like he's in his 60s. I mean, seriously.
Now, hold on. Let me finish what I'm saying. And if that's true, and he's so healthy, he's got all his teeth, no varicose veins.
Yeah.
He was showing all this on the air, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Why is it that the medical society won't say to people, hey, look at this guy, you know?
I'll tell you why.
What is he doing? You know?
Yeah.
That he's so healthy, no high blood pressure, none of this, all this usual stuff that people go to the doctor for. See? They're threatened by this.
Yeah, they are.
Because
their
number one priority is, if people don't need me, how am I going to make money?
That's it. They can't make money. You know who said
that
more to
and me? More and more people I talk to, you know what they say to me about doctors? Oh, doctors are like auto mechanics. They want something to be wrong with you.
That's true.
And it's so damn true.
And somebody said something very weird to me years ago, but I'll tell it. They said to me, the more a doctor X's off on the sheet that they give you to bring to the desk, the more they don't know what's wrong with you. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that means also with blood work, too. The same thing applies with blood work as well. The more they X off, the more they don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah. So, but they don't care because each test, each thing that they're doing is money.
Yeah, I know.
See?
They know.
So what we need is a president in the United States to say, hey, this is enough. You know?
Yeah, I know.
People should have the freedom of choice. Who the hell cares about the money? We're talking about people's lives here.
Right.
You know? People should have the freedom to go to the doctor that they want, long as the doctor is licensed, you know,
mm-hmm.
and real. Go to the doctor that they want to go to and get the treatment, and the government will pay for it. That's how it should be. Whether it be, you know, conventional, non-conventional, whatever it is. That's what we need.
Yeah.
We need people to have the freedom of choice.
Yeah.
And until that happens, I mean, look at what's happening now.
Yeah.
I think what's happening now is happening because people don't have the freedom of choice.
Yeah. It's true.
All right. Talk about freedom of choice. 213-816. Mm-hmm. 1650. We have any callers?
Hang on, let me look again.
844.
Yes, we have Anthony. He's been waiting.
New
patiently.
York. All right, let's get a phone call from Anthony from Brooklyn, New York.
Yep, here he
live,
comes.
Live, inner sight.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good.
And we also
good.
Have another caller that popped in, too. Frank, I don't know who it is.
Glad you're feeling better. But you know what I was thinking tonight? I mean, everyone is so, how would I say, you know, excited by the idea of becoming a nurse. And that's, you know, a very noble job, and it's very important. And, you know, I appreciate people who do it, and I salute them and everything like that. But who's going to want to be a nurse anymore with, you know, all these people coming in with COVID? They're so overworked that, you know, they have to have the National Guards come in, and I guess, you know, to that point, they'll just deal with it to the point that they can and hope that they don't get burned out and try to be compassionate and, you know, understand. But, you know, Anthony Fauci absolutely gives you no hope. I mean, you know, you feel doomed. I mean, for him to say that everybody's going to get COVID. And the COVID vaccine, Suzanne, does not necessarily prevent you from getting COVID. It just limits the severity of the case that you get. But even when you get it, then they and it's so bad and it overpowered the vaccine, then they'll say, well, it was a breakthrough case. And I have a lot of trouble fathoming it in my mind that, you know, in the richest country in the world, in America, I mean, we've had other pandemics before that died off. It seems like to me, you know, Anthony Fauci doesn't know his ass from his elbow because, you know, every day he says something else. And, you know, one minute to the next, you don't know what to believe, and he repeats the same thing. And then, you know, they'll tell you that the COVID vaccine is going to die down when it rains, when it gets colder, when it gets hotter. By that time, you know, now he says everybody's going to get it. I mean, why doesn't he just say everybody's going to die from it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, what are they telling us, that, you know, this is the end of the world? I mean, you know, they might as well just tell us that the Bible prophecy was true. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I mean, even in other countries, it hasn't wiped out the entire population, and they've been, you know, sick with illnesses for years that they haven't, you know, been able to treat, or they haven't had medication to treat, and not everybody has died. And, you know, I can't believe in America it's like he's just you know, settled in his mind to believe that, you know, we're, this is never going to come to an end. It's just going to go on and on and on. And, you know, are they just trying to scare everyone into getting the vaccine? Because, I mean, like I said, you know, we get it. And then, you know, booster this, that, how many shots, you know, 5 shots, God knows what. Oh, no, now Moderna wants to come up with a vaccine for the Omicron, and then there'll always be another, you know, virus. So, I mean, you know, what are you going to do, go to a lab every week and, you know, get a vaccine, another vaccine?
That's what they want.
I mean, you know, what kind of life are we living now? I mean, and it is true. It is true what you said, how, you know, these doctors want to give you something.
Right.
Because even if it's the smallest thing, they need you to constantly come back to the doctor so the hospital can make money, and they can make money, and they can have patients. Because even when I was younger, you know, I used to have teenage acne, and I said, no, I don't want anything for that. And then the doctor goes, oh, well, I have to give you something as your doctor. You know, because then you won't need them. You know, if they don't have the home care form to renew, what are they going to do with you? And, you know, that's kind of the way it is. But, you know, I mean, if they're worried about the hospitals making money now, they'll make plenty. But I still, you know, lament the day that they've closed all these hospitals that they do now, because, of course, Cuomo said that they were, you know, very expensive, old-fashioned models, and that we don't need hospitals anymore.
The doctors are doing the same thing they did before the virus came in, only now on a larger scale.
Yes,
But it seems as though, Frank, everybody can't handle it anymore. So, you know, who wants to be the nurse anymore in their family to, you know, maintain
I don't want to be a nurse.
The middle class life of, you know, my daughter was a nurse and she works in this hospital, my son this and da-da-da-da-da, you know, and I wanted to be a nurse, and I, you know, went to school.
Let them become
and
natural healers. That's better.
Yeah,
that's
but
better than
most
being
people
a nurse.
Most people don't think that way. Because
they
got to
change
their
thinking. That's what this whole thing is about.
A lot
change
of people's,
your thinking.
Yeah, a lot of people's mind, Frank, when they think of a good job, they are in love with the idea of a facility. The same way a person is in love with the idea of having a soulmate in a relationship. It allures their mind. And there's just no getting over the rainbow, you know what I mean? And that's the way people think. If you want a good job, go work in a hospital. Some people will go work in a jail. It's establishment. So that's
why.
Excuse me.
Who's the other caller? Let's check on the other.
I don't know, but they hung up. It's all right.
Oh, all right.
So, you know, that's why there's the problem of getting rid of the nursing homes, because, you know, even though they're not, you know, disabled themselves, they're in love with the idea of, you know, everybody always being there, because, you know, they get to use people, you know, who are in need, you know, in that way, you know, and
if we didn't have the nursing homes right now, you realize we'd have a lot less of a mess.
Yes,
people.
But do you realize that when you're in someone's home working as a homemaker, for example, you don't have to do what they're asking, but you have to, because it's one-on-one care. Mm-hmm. They're not in a facility. They can get rid of you easily. You know, the agencies, you know, can, you know, you'll be removed from that case, and you may not have a job for tomorrow. It might be less hours.
You know what they do now?
What's that?
In my agency, they restrict my two aides. One is the 40-hour aide, which is 4 days a week, and one is the 30-hour aid, and they restrict them to working with me only. Okay?
Yeah,
they can't go to... I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They can't go and get an extra job. They can't go to another thing. If they work for the agency and the... They cannot, if they see them on the system, they will start deducting hours. So that's one thing that they did good for me that, you know, but the only thing that I have to do is worry about their family now. If their family gets it, then they're staying home. And I have to get a backup person. And I do have a backup person, but they don't always want to do backup, if you know what I mean. They'd rather have a rotation of backup. That's the hardest part, is getting a list of backup people. That would be awesome, because people should, you know, if they have extra, they should be able to do backup and get them cleared and everything from the virus. And you have the home kit, you know, which is not the best, but heck,
Anthony,
you know,
let me ask, I have a question for you, Anthony, because I'm not up on you mentioned the National Guard of being sent into the hospitals. Now, I heard that Biden sent personnel in six different states. What are the National Guard? What is their role in all this?
Well, basically, they're going. I mean, you can't give them a whole medical course, but you know, they're going to train them as much as possible to assist, you know, in doing whatever they can that doesn't require nursing, you know what I mean? Like the small things, you know, maybe bandage or, you know, somebody a urinal or something to drink or...
So they're going to assist in there.
Yeah. In the nursing homes, they're going to help people walk, feed them, turn them, you know, things like that. Because
they're sending
them
into the nursing homes or just the hospitals?
The nursing homes, too.
Oh, really?
You know,
they didn't mention the nursing homes.
No, they didn't.
I heard a report on CBS that they were going to send them to the nursing homes, too, because the nursing homes don't have enough staff and nobody's coming in, so... They're sending them there too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's further proof that people can get out.
That's right.
If they're going to be helping them do all these things,
right.
They should have done that before they even did
help
that.
Them get out.
Help them get the heck out.
Well,
why not?
The National Guards are just gonna. You know, they're just trained to kind of work for the government. That would have to be worked on, you know, through the social worker and the nursing home. And, you know, the National Guard can't do anything about it. But we all know that they can get these people out of the nursing homes if they really want to. Yeah, but like I said, you know, it's money-making, and they're in love with it.
It is,
You know, they're hopelessly devoted to it, and you know, it's you know, when someone's done something so long and they've done things a certain way, you know, you can't disturb their Mona Lisa, and you know, their mind is
well, if you
a
have
certain
money,
way.
Yeah,
but it's not going to be easy to change minds. You might be able to force your way through with money and lobbying. But a lot of, you know, change, Frank, comes through, you know, pushing your agenda because you have money and people pay attention. And, you know, you can donate to political campaigns and, you know, the Democratic Party or whatever it might be that you want. I mean,
sorry.
That's why sometimes...
Yeah, but in my mind, if National Guard is going to go into the nursing homes... And help these people, you know, to walk around, get up, move, and whatever they're going
to
do. That's proof that they don't have to be there.
That's
we know that, but you can't tell these nursing homes that. All they're going to do, Frank.
I just told them.
Yeah, oh, I know. All they're going
to
do is
And I'll continue to tell them.
Yeah,
all they're going to do is look for these workers to come back and replace those who don't and continue, you know, running their facility the old-fashioned way that it's always been ran until these people die
yeah.
because they don't care about them.
So what are these
and
people going to do? They're going to live at the nursing home?
Yes.
No,
no, no. They're going to, like, take shifts, you know. They're going to basically replace the workers, you know, do their shifts for
them.
Well,
that means they're going to come and go.
Yeah,
right,
that's all.
Like normal.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing that happened when the other guy was in.
Right.
And that's how the virus spread.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
yeah, pretty much. It's basically
they don't
same
learn
old.
From their mistakes.
Yeah.
The better way would be to get people out. They don't learn from their mistakes is exactly what we're talking about.
It's basically,
well, we
got to
fight that.
Yeah, it's basically the same old something we can't say on the air, just a different governor and a different day, and, you know,
yeah,
she
but she's
is,
doing the same damn thing.
Yeah, she's just...
You better wake up and learn.
Following
all right,
along.
Insight, we got to get out of here. Thank you, Anthony.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks,
thank you, Suzanne. Take care.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates
bye-bye.
For the disabled, 631-224-3090. And wake up, politicians. Learn from the mistakes, you know, that others have made. That's what it's all about. Give people the freedom of choice. People belong in their own home. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Tomorrow night, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.